Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Cause your face to shine upon us. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to live according to thy word.
Help
in every way not like you. Cast it out today.
Yes,
cleanse
ma'am.
Us and make us ever with whole. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk. We want to get close to you, Lord. We want to be ready when you call our name. Help us to reach out to you, to stretch out on your word and to do your will. Cast away everything that seeks to hinder us. Help us, oh Lord, to drive and go forward in your word. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way you have us to go. Jesus, cover right now. We know you're able, oh Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Those who are suffering, those who are going through tests and trials, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now. I pray a special prayer that you look on Tina. Touch her body right now. Have mercy on her. Save her, Jesus. Deliver her soul. Have mercy on her, Lord. Be merciful today, oh Lord. We know you are merciful, God, and we know you are a deliverer. Please, Lord, look on her with compassion and mercy. Touch her right now, oh Lord. Ease the pain, oh Lord. Put breath in her body that she may be able to breathe, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. We know you're merciful, God, and we know you can do everything. We're trusting in you today and taking you at your word. Help her to repent of her sins. Help her to ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy today. Look on her family. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover her. Bind every evil work. Bind Satan on every hand and cast them out, oh, Lord.
Yes,
look
Lord.
On your people. Touch and bless your people. Strengthen and encourage your people, those that are cast down. We pray that you lift them up, bless them, oh Lord. Encourage their hearts that they may go further, that they may hold on, that they may stand. Help them today, oh Lord. Encourage your people everywhere. We know you're able, and we pray that you look on the bereaved family. Look on the Thompson family. Touch
yes,
and bless them. Give them strength. Take them through their time of bereavement. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you to be saved in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. We're depending on you. We're counting on you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer today.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for the evangelist. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for opening up a door. We thank you for giving us strength. Thank you for encouraging our soul. We thank you today, oh Lord. Thank you for how you blessed us on this day. And we thank you, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to have your way and let
yes,
your
Jesus.
Will be done. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor belong to you. All the praises belong unto thy name. And unto thy name, give glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through. Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Now, this time we'll read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and again, the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Thank God for the remembrance word. The 71st number, Psalm the first throughout the 6th verses. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, or a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, or a prayer request, feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on the second and third Wednesdays of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7681. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the bereaved Thompson family in our prayers, bereaved Edmond family, because they are related. Mother Barbara Watson Austin, and the bereaved family, she lost her brother. Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, is one of Elder Smith's members' daughters. Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, is Elder Austin's daughter. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, and the bereaved Johnson family. Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the bereaved families, we are praying for you, and all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. How excellent. How excellent. Is thy name, there is none like you, none like you, none like you, Jesus is excellent. Is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus is excellent. Thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. Thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord for the beautiful selection coming through, and it's Dr. Khadija Hameen. How excellent is thy name. The Lord is excellent. His name is excellent. Beautiful selection. I enjoyed that song tonight. I thank God for this opportunity to speak a word for the Lord. I like to encourage everyone that is on the line to continue listening into this broadcast. God sends his word on this broadcast, words of encouragement, words of deliverance, and if we receive the word of God, we will get our deliverance, no matter what the situation, condition, or the matter is. God will give deliverance if you just take his word into your heart and receive it with gladness. I just thank God for all that he's doing, and I thank God today for how he blessed us with this beautiful day and how the Lord blessed Sister Cheryl to graduate today from nursing school.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
And it, yes, and it was very beautiful. And I tell you, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it, but when I miss the service, this broadcast, it's like I'm missing my church service. So
yeah.
I made it back to you, thank God, and I was able to get on, and I'm glad about it today because I just wanted to give the Lord some glory, and I, you know, we need to give God the glory that is due to his name because he has done great things for us, and even that which seemed to be bad, God has a way that he can work it out and turn it out to be your good. So let's look to the Lord, continue trusting in the Lord and taking him at his word that we may grow thereby. And praise the Lord. We thank every one of you for tuning in tonight. Now, at this time, we want to prepare our hearts for the word of God coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen at this time, or however she feel led to go, however the Lord leads her. That's the way we want her to go. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank the Lord for blessing us to be on this broadcast tonight. And thank God for the opening prayer and for the opening scripture and for also for that beautiful selection coming through Sandra's Khadija, and I'm happy to hear how good God is. And I thank the Lord for this great opportunity. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we go to the Word, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We ask for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless us during this broadcast through your word. Oh, Lord, we are depending on you and we're looking unto you. We believe you and we take you at your word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God that I have my grandchildren right here sitting next to me, and they are being so well behaved. So if you hear a little something in the background, that's them. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they need to hear the word too. Glory to God. Yes. So let's prepare now to go to the Word of God. And I'll be going to the book of Psalms, the 113th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9. This is the entire Psalm. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And the Word of God reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I can say of a truth that the Word of God is right. The Word of God is filled with power. And tonight the theme, or rather the title of the message, is Praise the Name of the Lord. And the theme is, for his name is blessed forever. But after hearing that song coming through Dr. Hameen, I believe that theme should be, for his name is excellent, God, and blessed forever. And I thank God for these verses of scripture, and these verses are exhortations. They're exhorting us to praise the Lord. Everyone, all of us are servants before God, and we are exhorted to praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because his name is blessed forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So from the time we wake up in the morning until we go to sleep at night, we ought to give God's name the praise, because God is worthy of all praises. We can praise him for his mighty acts. We can praise him for his excellent greatness. We can praise him for everything that he continues to do for us every day. We don't even have in the morning, but by the grace of God, he's the one who calls us to wake up out of our sleep, and he starts us on our way. I could say that from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, we ought to be praising the name of the Lord. We ought to lift his name up everywhere we go, no matter what situation we're in, no matter what's going on in our lives, whether there be trouble at the time, we ought to give God the praise. Somebody ought to praise the name of the Lord because he is worthy to be praised at all Amen. Times. I believe the psalmist David, he began to say, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that's something that we have to grow to. That's a level that we have to grow to, because it is hard sometimes when trouble is all around, when temptation and trials are everywhere. It's hard for us to bless the Lord and to keep on praising him. Continue to give God's name the glory. If we continue in praise before him, we can grow to that level where when turmoil is happening, we can bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can bless him at all times. His praise will continually be in our mouths. When the enemy wants us to open our mouth and complain or mumble or grumble, a praise will ring out. Once that praise gets down deep on the inside, hallelujah, we open our mouths and we give God the glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Even in the midst of tribulations, we can still praise the name of the Lord, for his name is excellent. His name is blessed forever. Glory to God. And I thank God for this encouragement for us, the Lord. The question is asked, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? And in the song it says, there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's no one who can compare with Jesus. There's no one who can compare with the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. There's no one like him. And God, he is so merciful that he humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. God is so high and lifted up. God's name is highly exalted. His name is worthy to be praised. So much so, God lifted up so high that he has to humble himself in order to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. Oh, glory to God. God is so merciful and so humble and so loving. He cares for the poor. He will raise up the poor, according to the scripture, out of the dust. And he lifted the needy out of the dunghill. That's a mighty, powerful God, a God full of compassion, a God full of love, a God whose name is worthy to be praised all day and all night long. So let us be hallelujah, glory to God. And not only does God raise up the poor and lift up the needy, but he caused them to be brought princes, even with the princes of his people. He will cause them to sit down with the princes. Glory to God. Only God can do that. And God can make a barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children, even though she was barren. Glory to God and hallelujah. We know how Hannah, she was barren and she desired to be a mother. So she went before God and God heard her prayer and he answered. He caused that barren woman to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have these children here and I'm going to ask them to give God a praise, because the children ought to praise God. everybody.
Amen.
The Bible says everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Children, can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Come on and say it a little louder.
Praise the
Lord.
One more time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
All right.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the children. Thank God for the word of God. And at this time, praise the Lord, maybe you've been desiring to give your life to Jesus. You've been desiring to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And now is your opportunity to repent and to ask the Lord for forgiveness. And also ask the Lord to accept you and to come into your life. Maybe you have a prayer request before the Lord and you desire something of the Lord. We're going to ask that you turn your minds and your hearts toward God as we pray. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. And we ask for mercy, oh God. We ask for forgiveness. We ask, God, that you will stop by here while we're praying, Lord, and that you will lay your hand upon us. For we need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. Take away our sins, oh my God. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, cover us under your covering. Lord God, wash us with your blood. Oh, my Lord, cleanse us from the inside out, sanctify us, Lord, and make us over. We pray, Lord God, for those who are desiring to be your disciple, those, oh God, who are desiring to follow after you. We ask you, Lord, to save their souls. Lord, forgive them right now, Lord. Take away all of their sins and make them your own. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for those who are sick in their bodies, who desire to be made whole. And, Lord, we know, God, that you can heal every disease. There's no sickness that you cannot heal. There's no condition that you cannot make whole. And we believe you tonight, Lord. We ask for miracles, that you will work miracles in somebody's life. Lord, somebody's in need of a miracle tonight. Somebody's in need of a breakthrough. Oh, God, somebody's been crying, Lord Jesus, because there is so much trouble. And we know, Lord, that you're the only one who can deliver them out of all their troubles. You're the only one who can save them out of their troubles. And we pray, Lord, that you will manifest yourself, that you will visit them tonight and let them know that there's none like you, oh God, that you are the only true and living God. Oh my God, we believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are asking you to look on the bereaved families tonight. Oh Lord God, give them comfort, uphold them, Lord, and help them during this difficult and trying time. Lord, wrap your loving arms around them. Let them know that you have not forsaken them. Let them know, oh God, that you are there for them, Lord, and see them through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you. We are asking you to remember all of those who have requested prayer, every name that was called out on the prayer list, the names that were not called, but everyone who's represented. We pray a special prayer tonight that you will please make your holy visitation, that you will touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, God, give strength, give power, give encouragement, increase faith, Lord, whatever the need is, hallelujah. Do it tonight, Lord Jesus. Let it be done according to your holy will. We're looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. Oh, my God, and we give you thanks. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your touch.
We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you, oh God, for strength, for power. We thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you, Lord, for the restoration of the lost souls, oh God, and for the backslider. We thank you for reclaiming them and bringing them back home, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for those, oh God, who are poor and needy. We thank you for delivering them, lifting them up, oh God, and bringing them out, Lord, even before princes. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you at your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Have your way, my God. Take full control. Not our will, Lord, but thy holy will be done. We praise you, Lord, for you are worthy. Your name is worthy. Your name is to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. And we give you praise tonight. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. God, in anything that we didn't mention in this prayer, you know about it, Lord. We ask that you will honor it, that you will grant it according to your will. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you help me praise the Lord tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. The broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen saying, praise the name of the Lord, for his name is excellent and blessed forever. And even if we started praising God from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, it still wouldn't be enough because God is just that great. And he didn't just start being great. He's been worthy of the praise forever. And his name is excellent and blessed forever. So it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop being excellent. It's never going to stop being blessed. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the line. A minute or two, like to have remarks. So call in right now. If you'd like to have remarks, we're going to go ahead and let Evangelist Maybell go first. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for the praises. Glory to God.
Yes,
we got to praise God. Sometimes we got to praise him through the test and praise him through the trial.
Man.
Even when the devil is working. Oh, my God, we got to praise him. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we can praise our way through. Hallelujah. Glory to your name,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because that's what Satan wants. He wants us to be quiet. Glory to God. He'll try to shut you down any kind of way he can. But glory to God, we ought to open our mouth wide and give God the praise. Don't worry about the next door neighbor. Don't worry about
Thank you.
Sometimes we hold back on the kind of that.
Yes, Lord, we need
to open up, open our mouth wide. And the Lord said he was willing. Glory be to God. Thank God for this opportunity. And I thank him for this word on tonight. I'm glad that I was able to get on this broadcast tonight because surely I needed that touch. Glory to God. I thank God. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless. And those that are on the line, if you continue to listen in, God can bless you too. Glory to God. And God can give you strength to go a little further. And that's what I'm looking to the Lord for.
I thank him for the word of God coming through his name. I mean, I'm saying to her, continue, preach the word of God and allow the Lord to have his way in your life. And thank God for the children giving God's name praise tonight. I would say, let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Glory to God. And a child shall meet them. Glory to God.
All right.
And out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained perfect praise.
Amen.
And thank God today. I encourage the children to keep on praising God. God bless you.
The Lord. Amen. Thank God for those remarks coming through. That was Maybell. And she's right. And even as she began to talk, I was thinking, well, that's the thought that came to my mind. I try to be respectful, but she, God knows. God knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. Thank you, Jesus. Any other ministers on the line? Amen. Don't miss your chance to praise the Lord. Amen. And if not, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Tommy. And also, yes, thank the Lord for the children. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm so proud of these children. Thank God for those remarks. I thank God for the exhortations. Oh, I tell you, I'm encouraged. Praise God. I'm just so thankful. Praise the Lord. And Spanish maid is stirred up. I thank God for that. I mean, I was enjoying her. I thought she was going to go ahead on and have, do the part two. Amen. But I thank God. I tell you, we ought to praise God. Like, forget about who's listening or who we try to be quiet for.
Amen.
We don't have time to be quiet. We got to open our mouths.
No, we don't.
Give God the praise.
Amen.
He is worthy all day and all night. We ought to be praising
him.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank God once again for the children. They have been so well behaved. And they are sitting here under the prayer, under the word of God. So did y'all want to say something tonight?
Yes. I'm going to I love you.
Oh, praise God. I love you too.
Love you too.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. It's all right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I'm
going to
say,
you
decide to
go along. Praise the Lord. All right. Then can everybody say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for the broadcast on this evening. So glad that you tuned in with us. And we thank God for you and all your prayers. And I tell you, I thank the Lord just for our dear sister Cheryl and how the Lord blessed her.
Yes.
I thank God that just hearing that makes my heart glad, knowing that God has done something so great. See, this is why he's worthy to be praised. We ought to keep on praising him because there are more blessings to come. Hallelujah. So I thank God for her. Congratulations to her. Amen. And thank God for all of you and for your continued support. And we ask you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And if there's nothing else, anybody have anything else?
I want to say.
David says he loves you.
Oh, thank you.
Love him, too.
All right.
Praise
the Lord. I would like to praise the Lord. I'd like to say that if you have time, if you're not doing anything on Tuesday night, we have our oldie but goodie night on Tuesday night on the Gospel Truth broadcast And we invite you to listen in. Praise God. We're there 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. Feel free to call in and be a part, or just listen in and get a blessing from the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Evangelist Khadija, could you go ahead and give the information one more time?
Yeah, just give me a minute to pull it up here. So our The Gospel Truth broadcast, phone number 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. God bless you. And again, that's Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you're not busy and you need a pick-me-up, you need strength, you need encouragement, tune in. Praise God. So if that be all, praise the name of the Lord. Until Sunday, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.